This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A controversial Kent State University professor has been charged with lying to the FBI. 58-year-old Julio Pino is a tenured history professor who has worked at Kent State since 1992. Investigators say the charges stem from a 2015 post by one of Pino's Facebook friends who had threatened to kill hundreds of people. Pino commented, encouraging those statements, and then denied knowing him. Pino has been an outspoken critic of the Israeli government and American policy in the Middle East. In 2016, he was under investigation for possible connections to the terrorist group ISIS. Pino is charged by way of criminal information, which signals he's cooperating with prosecutors. Kent State says he's been suspended from campus. Cuyahoga County officials are looking into why a county contract with a mobile tech contractor nearly doubled with apparently no approval. Cleveland.com reports the county's 13-month contract with Vox Mobile, worth nearly $40,000, turned into a two-year contract for nearly twice as much money. A member of the county's Board of Control said at yesterday's meeting he couldn't find no evidence that council extended the contract. Neither county executive Armin Budish nor representative for the county's IT department could provide an explanation. The county prosecutor's office is currently investigating the Budish administration. Vox Mobile is named in a subpoena served earlier this month. A whistleblower at a shuttered online charter school says the school inflated its attendance using computer software. The state last year ordered the Electronic Classroom of Tomorrow to return $60 million because of inflated attendance figures. According to a former tech employee, ECOD then purchased special software and ordered staff to increase the reported time students were active in online classrooms. The employee first raised concerns with state regulators last August. An ECOD spokesman dismissed the allegations. Democratic senator and candidate for Governor Joe Schiavone has called for a criminal investigation into ECOD. First Energy profits are up following its power plant subsidiary's decision to file for bankruptcy. The Akron-based utility yesterday reported earnings of $1.2 billion during the first 3 months of this year. That's nearly a five-fold increase compared to the same period last year. Utilities generation arm First Energy Solutions filed for Chapter 11 protection at the end of last month. The second hearing in the bankruptcy case is set for later this week. Governor John Kasich is taking his message for tougher gun control to the county level. A new executive order urges clerks of courts and other agencies to do a better job at entering criminal information into the background check system. As State House correspondent Andy Chow reports, Kasich says too many criminals are slipping through the cracks.
As Kasich points out, there have been several mass shootings where the attacker was supposed to be banned from even buying a gun, but their information was never put into the national database for background checks. Kasich is ordering a coalition of state agencies to find out which counties aren't complying and why.
If they do not comply, then we're going to figure out what we can do to be more punitive. I'd rather start off with encouragement than punitive. We'll see how it goes.
The group Ohio Gun Owners says this is just another step in Kasich's political game to jumpstart his gun control legislation. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine says a court ruling blocking a state law that diverts public money from Planned Parenthood will be appealed to the full federal appeals court in Cincinnati. The law targeted the more than $1.4 million Planned Parenthood gets through Ohio's health department. Planned Parenthood says the law violates the organization's constitutional rights by denying it public funds, quote, in retaliation for providing abortions. A three-judge panel of the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sided with Planned Parenthood last week. DeWine says the state isn't required to use its funding discretion under these programs to support abortion providers. Police in Streetsboro are investigating the shooting death of an 11-year-old boy. Investigators say the boy was shot by his 13-year-old brother in a premeditated act. The 13-year-old has been arrested and charged with aggravated murder. Police say the older boy used a handgun stolen from his grandfather's home. Investigators did not give information on a possible motive, and no names have been released. This is WKSU.